This is Chris Martin from New Hampshire Audubon, bringing you Something Wild. Midsummer brings Japanese beetles to the garden, clustering on their favorite foods, leaves of raspberries, grapes, and garden roses. In the vegetable garden, the lead shoots of pole beans are another prime target. I know gardeners who find a daily ritual of flicking beetles into a jar filled with water quite therapeutic. Add a drop of liquid soap and beetle demise is quick. These are the same people who typically release indoor spiders and wasps back outside, but damage to their garden is another matter. The beetles emit a congregation pheromone that gathers others to form a crowd of leaf munchers, a crowd that's easy to flick into that jar. The females mate repeatedly, dropping down each time to lay eggs near grass. That's what the grubs feed on, grass and weed roots. You can blame this invasive species on our great American lawn, perfect habitat for the grub stage. They arrived here about 100 years ago, most likely in the soil of imported Japanese irises. In Japan, there are few lawns, and native birds feed on the beetles, keeping them in check. The colorful Japanese beetle traps that gardeners hang out were designed to monitor their spread across the U.S. They attract beetles from 100 yards away, but they don't control their numbers. Shrewd gardeners know the best way to get rid of their beetles is to give traps to their neighbors, whose gardens then become a go-to destination for beetles. So what are Japanese beetles good for? Some of my gardener friends, ones who usually wouldn't hurt a fly, toss Japanese beetles to their chickens, watch as the birds come running, and smile. For Something Wild, I'm Chris Martin. Something Wild is a joint production of New Hampshire Audubon, the Society for the Protection of New Hampshire Forests, and NHPR. Oh, that's a turkey. Sorry.